WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board is holding a special meeting Wednesday night. Board President Doug Wannenberger says they'll be interviewing three people interested in filling the remaining year of the vacancy after last month's resignation of John Street.
We have put together a list of questions that we will be asking them. They should, be about the same.
Wannenberger says no action will be taken following the interviews, which will be held behind closed doors.
They all look like very good candidates, so I wouldn't be worried about any one of them.
The candidates are James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn, Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, and Jerry Webb, who is an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center. Students and staff at College Station's middle and high schools will be seeing a change of uniformed law enforcement officers on their campuses. College Station's school board was told the police department wants to go in a different direction and is phasing out school resource officers after 20 years. Superintendent Clark Ely recommended at last week's board meeting entering a contract with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office.
I think it keeps that role with the professionals and really allow us to rely upon their expertise. I think that's probably the best way to go.
The board is tentatively scheduled at next month's board meeting to approve paying the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs who would be located at all three high schools and two middle schools. College Station Police has not responded to WTAW News if a Friday night shooting was related to the arrests of two men for filing false police reports. No one was arrested from the shooting at the Eastmark Apartments on Central Park Lane, where the unidentified victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injury and released. A record number of registered voters in Brazos County can go to any of the five voting centers starting today for the start of early voting. Among questions asked a week ago of those running for Bryan City Council at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum was whether outside agencies are allowed to keep some city money in reserve. From District 2 candidate Rafael Pena.
Are we talking about hot funds or general funds?
Well, any group who comes to you, third party, is generally a hot fund situation, is it not?
So, okay, so hot funds specifically. I know we're limited to what we can use those hot fund dollars on.
From District 2 candidate Prentice Madison.
I think some of those may need to be held in reserve, but I haven't been privileged to look at those reserves.
From District 1 candidate Al Sines.
Those funding should be spent wisely, whether that's all of them in 1 year or it goes a year or two.
From District 1 candidate Raul Santana.
I don't know how much funding there is, but all I have to say to y'all is that the funding got to be equal amount to everyone.
And from District 1 candidate Ruben Marine.
First of all, let's take care of the infrastructure in District 1, City of Bryan. It's been neglected for far too long.
Comments from the candidates forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. The text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Howdy, Ags. This is Michelle at Texas Country Catering. It's time to think about scheduling your holiday parties. Here at Texas Country Catering, we can take your gathering to another level with our made-from-scratch foods. Our food is homemade from our Czech family recipes. Call me now at 979-229-1709. Again, that's 979-229-1709. Or go to our website at texascountrycatering.com. From large banquets to small family gatherings, my family is ready to serve you the food that is truly a step above.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine, not much of that in the forecast for today. We may see it peak through the clouds, but we should see more clouds than sun. There's the chance for an isolated shower at temperatures 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine's with us tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And sunny close to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie football team is dropped in the AP poll after Alabama handed them their first loss of the season. We'll hear from Coach Sumlin and QB Trevor Knight on the game. In high school football, College Station remains undefeated. We'll take a look at how the weekend went for the rest of the teams in the Brazos Valley. The A&M soccer team earned a big win against Auburn yesterday to secure a spot in the SEC tournament. And in A&M volleyball, the team beat Georgia on Friday, earning Coach Lori Corbelli the 600th win of her career and 500th win as head coach of the Aggs. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
713, good morning, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so we researched this for you in Texas because today is the first day of early voting, okay? Today is the start of early voting.
Mm-hmm.
Texas bars photography within 100 feet of polling stations, so Ooh. Selfies are not allowed.
Not even out, like outside
no.
of the building.
No. Wow. Now, photos of your mail-in ballot are okay.
Okay.
So if you did that, or you haven't mailed it yet, then you can do that. But but selfies, no, within 100 feet.
There
Just
you go.
Letting you know. So we're, 2 weeks from daylight saving time switching back over to normal time, right?
We is go that
back
what to being
November the 6th, I think, is when that happens. So, saying that to say this is that time when it really does take a while for the sun to come up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're just now getting a little bit lighter outside because a lady called earlier today and reminded those people who would decide to be jogging or walking or biking to maybe wear something that is reflective.
Yeah.
Or easier to see.
Yep, good idea.
I mean, I know that you think it's okay that you're wearing navy and black, but that doesn't necessarily work. I mean, even if you just put those little reflective things on the back of your shoe, just something like that, just one more thing to think about. So, last week, we were supposed to tell you about cupcakes, and we didn't. We talked about cupcakes a couple of months ago, just the whole idea of how do you eat that thing now with all the icing on it and how that should work. So, if you do frosting first, then the cake, you live each day like it's the last one. You're impulsive, outgoing, and a thrill seeker.
Okay.
You see, I don't know. I mean, shouldn't you want to mix it? I'm not sure. Okay, if you do the cupcake sandwich...
What's the cupcake sandwich?
Yeah, what I would think is probably maybe you cut off the bottom of it, see? If you have no problem with tearing the bottom off and then slapping up on top, and ruining the creation itself.
Not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, that's fine. You generally don't care what people think. Yeah, and you're creative and resourceful.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you eat equal parts cake and frosting in every bite, you thrive on variety. Tackling a single task bores you, and you tend to be reliable.
Okay.
All right.
People will call on you in a sticky situation. If you scrape off the frosting before you start eating it, you're the overachiever type and probably a health nut.
Yeah.
You seek substance in life and tend to avoid small talk, not to mention empty calories. If you eat it with a knife and fork. Okay. Now, first, if you eat it with a knife and fork, well, let's go back to if you scrape the frosting off. How are you doing that?
Yeah. Well,
you got to be doing it with a knife or fork, right?
I guess. Or you could use your finger.
Well, if you're around friends.
Yeah.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know how impulsive I am, but to me, the cake is just the carrier for the icing.
Well, that's true. I mean, it depends. Yeah. Again, we'll talk about icing in a minute. Okay.
So if you're eating it with a knife and
fork. Eat a knife and a fork, then you've got royal style. You're organized, practical, and confident.
You're also in an episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's right. If you do cake first, frosting last, you like to work hard, play hard, and appreciate delayed gratification versus love of that first bite. So there you are.
All right.
And all of them have... I mean, all of them have positive aspects to them.
Right. They don't do these things and tell you, if you do this, you're dumb.
Now, the type of frosting makes a lot of difference.
True.
I mean, if you'll think about that, because if it's blue frosting, you know what you're going to look like when you finish. I'm sorry. There's nothing you can do about that. So really, I think type of frosting and the color of the frosting should have something to dictate with how you're going to eat the
thing. It's a good point.
And then, of course, if the frosting is, like, really, really good, like cream cheese frosting, then, yeah, you may want to save that for the end. I'm just saying. So those things could happen. But I don't know. Are we on the upswing, downswing, or are we still level when it comes to cupcakes? Are they still an in thing?
I think so. My cousin at his wedding this fall had cupcakes instead of cake. So
I kind of want one now.
Oh, yeah, so. Well, again, as you look at it from a waste standpoint, too, if you do the ginormous cake, and you're going to save the first layer to the anniversary, but then what happens to the rest of it? Graduation cakes, things like that.
Yeah.
I get that. And you can go to the grocery-atoriums now, and they make shapes of things, like they'll make a turkey out of individual cupcakes.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, smart and easy.
Pretty cool.
So you can still be creative.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, we're doing all right. And you?
Just fine.
Wonderful.
Hey, just wondering how you could be talking about cupcakes when Glenn died last night.
Who died
last
night?
That's a Walking Dead spoiler.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
All right. Well, I don't know anything
because
about
I
that.
Well, Brad watches it, right?
I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do watch it, and I did watch last night.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, because of stuff like that, I knew that was going to happen on social media and everything. You know, I knew there was no way I was going to get away without knowing what happened if I didn't watch when it happened, so I had to do it.
You had to.
Had to.
Yeah, okay. Well,
now everybody knows.
Well, all that, and again, you know, it's great. We got the political thing coming up and how to eat cupcakes and all that. And this may have, because it didn't affect you individually or personally, you may not have known that there was a big coordinated series of cyber attacks on a server farm of a key internet firm that led to disrupted access of major websites, online services for most of the day on Friday, both here and in other areas around the world. See? And again, you flip on the switch, you expect the light to go on. You open up your phone, you expect to have enough bars. I mean, these are the kind of things you think about. And when you start talking about denial of service, in other words, you go to the internet and it's not there, you go to your device and it's not getting what you need, how soon before you panic? How soon before you decide the end times have arrived?
Immediately.
But we're talking Twitter, Netflix, and PayPal were among the many sites that were affected. The White House called the disruption malicious, and a hacker group has claimed responsibility, though its assertion could not be verified. The attack was against a company in Manchester, New Hampshire, where they're based. They're called Dyn. Their data centers were hit by three waves of distributed denial-of-service attacks, so DDoS attacks. They are designed to overwhelm the machines with a whole bunch of junk, so that they can't really do their business. They clog the pipeline up, in other words, so there's no room to get other stuff through. And again, websites across the United States and even into Europe. This one may not have affected you, But understand there are people who can do that to us. And
kind of,
you know,
scary, really.
Well, it is. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a situation where consider how dependent you are on your device. And if your device can't do what you depend on it to do, how will you talk to Siri, after all, or whatever? But, I mean, just the different ways that you use your device. And if it's not out there and it's available, you know, not being able to watch Netflix is one thing. Not being able to use PayPal is one thing. Not being able to Twitter is one thing. But if you're actually talking about denial of service where you can't use your device,
mm-hmm.
that could be a little more than problematic. And
yeah,
once again, since we have so many people that are trembling on the brink of total collapse anyway, the fact that they can't get to their phone might be just the one thing that they needed.
Sends them over the edge.
Something like that. That's kind of what I'm thinking. So wash your ears out with this then. Girl Scout cookies coming to breakfast. General Mills is releasing Girl Scout cookie cereal next year.
Uh-oh. Wow.
In January, you'll be able to pour thin mint.
Ew,
you want mint in the morning?
That's a lot of flavor morning.
I bet they're going to fly off the shelves, though.
Caramel crunch flavor also. Now, to, again, reference Seinfeld for the second time in 10 minutes, if you mix cereals, then maybe you could throw some mint in there.
But
I'm thinking just going pure mint, not sure that would work. All right. So, next half hour, the best movie seat in the theater. Going to have that for you.
Ooh.
In the meantime, a UFO hunter claims to have spotted a gigantic 10-kilometer alien UFO. Alien UFO as opposed to what? A homegrown UFO.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, he says it is a UFO mothership that looks like the USS Voyager from Star Trek. Chelsea, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Of course. Sure, of course. Yeah.
The UFO hunter says that he sees it in a picture that was taken by Apollo 15 on the moon's surface, but it was accidentally released by NASA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
According to the UFO hunter, NASA never intended to release this image because of the evidence of the alien technology on the lunar surface that contains, well, what he says is an image that was, well, just by human error released that shows this 10-kilometer alien UFO mothership.
And it's undeniable.
That's right. Scott C. Waring reporting in his UFO Sightings Daily blog. Yeah, we check that every day. Claimed that the massive USO mothership spotted, parked, or probably abandoned near the Waterman crater, which is on the far side of the moon. What, it broke down and AAA couldn't get there?
Right, it was parked. Did they run in to check the meter? Well,
it got overheated. Something happened. Just saying. All right, so there you are. It's on the dark side of the moon, so we can't see that directly from Earth.
How convenient.
Yeah, so how does he know? Oh, I guess because it's Apollo 15, it was on that side at that time. Okay, fine, whatever.
But we can't see it.
No, but he's there to help us out. By the way, no rush update this morning. A New York State woman is finger-licking mad at Kentucky Fried Chicken, claiming it understuffs its buckets for the birds. Anna Witzberger says that she bought a $20 bucket of chicken from KFC over the summer, disappointed to find it looked much different than it did in their ads. You know, it's always brimming over in their ads.
Yeah.
Okay, can't be doing that because it's not brimming over. They got to be able to put the lid on it. So you'd think. But anyhow, she is very disappointed about that. She says, quote, "They say it feeds the whole family. They're showing a bucket that's overflowing with chicken. You get half a bucket. That's false advertising. And it doesn't feed the whole family. They're small pieces."
It depends on the number of the family.
That's also true. And the size of the family.
Right.
Literally.
The ability to eat.
Yeah.
Is it just me, or is there some sort of irony behind a woman named Burger being mad at the chicken
Company?
Well,
that's also true. Could be part of that. Anyway, she rang up their headquarters in Georgia to complain, was told the chicken was portrayed prominently on the commercial so that the public could see the chicken. Well, yeah, they're not interested in the bucket. Putting your money where your hungry mouth is, Anna has hired an attorney. She has filed a $20 million lawsuit against KFC, saying that they are not being forthright in their advertising, and your bucket should be brimming.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let TuVideo transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. TuVideo is located in South College Station and online at tuvideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving two terms as Mayor Pro Tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, Treasurer.
I'm Councilman James Benham.
I'm Councilwoman Julie Merrifield Schultz.
I'm Mayor Nancy Berry, and
we are voting for Jeremy Osborne.
We know what it takes to be on the council, and we trust Jeremy to keep our economy strong, improve transportation, and ensure that College Station's future is bright. We need business owners like Jeremy who have lived here for years, created jobs, met a payroll, and managed large budgets. Vote Jeremy Osborne for College Station Council, Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Your travel can be stressful for any number of reasons. You might be behind schedule. It could be traffic. It could be construction. It just could be that you don't like doing this. Well, GroundShuttle.com can help you out with that because GroundShuttle.com offers frequent and reliable shuttles from Bryan College Station to Houston Intercontinental and also Hobby. They do 4 trips a day to Hobby and 10 trips a day to IAH. Now, they pick up at Easterwood, or you can make plans that they can pick you up at your office or at your home. That's available for you. You commute in comfort. In fact, it may be the most comfortable seat that you're in for the entire trip. But you get a chance to sit back, relax. You can catch up on your emails. You can read a book. You let the driver take care of the driving. And by the way, GroundShuttle.com is available for you to book for charter service. They have a charter service that is available for your group around town or out of town as well, and they have in-town private car service and a Mercedes 2350. So if you'd like some more information, you can call them at 855-303-4415 or go to groundshuttle.com. You can book your seat right there and also see their schedule. That's groundshuttle.com, 728. Listener points up an interesting thing about Kentucky Fried Chicken, that their headquarters are in Georgia. Just saying. Just saying. Don't know.
How does that make sense?
I'm not sure. Pennsylvania fire chief is retiring, but this retirement is special. J. Edgar Hutchison, known as Hutch, 94 years old, been a fire chief in Greensburg, Pennsylvania for 63 years.
Wow.
Yeah, there has only been one interruption in service. That's when he took a 4-year hiatus to fight in World War II.
Oh, God.
Well,
dedicated to the job.
Yeah.
Wonder if they got a fire pole. Huh? You run over there and grab that.
I hope so, yeah.
Okay. Interesting findings about men and women and road rage. Men and women and road rage. We'll have that for you in just a little while. I'm just saying, Chelsea, I don't think you'll be happy.
Yeah, well, good thing I'm not driving.
All right.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station Police Department is ending a longtime presence at local middle and high schools. The College Station School Board was told at last week's meeting that CSPD wants to go in a different direction. The board was not given details of why PD wants to get out of providing school resource officers. There was no opposition to having SROs from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board he did not want the district establishing its own police department.
Fundamentally, the mission of the school district is to educate children, and fundamentally, the role of a sheriff's office is law and order and public service and protection.
CSISD has been paying CSPD 75% of its cost to provide four SROs, one at each high school, one at College Station Middle School, and one who covers Consolidated Middle School and College View High School. The board is tentatively scheduled to vote next month to pay the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs, one at each location. The school district would also pay $258,000 in startup costs, most of that in new sheriff's office patrol cars. Three people who are interested in serving the remaining year of a Bryan school board seat will be interviewed by the rest of the members Wednesday night.
There'll be a short, gathering of the board. We'll have to call a meeting to order, go into executive session, and then discuss the process to interview them. Then we'll call each of them in one at a time, and then we'll have discussion after that. There will not be any action taken on Wednesday night.
Board President Doug Wonenberger found it interesting there were three people willing to serve less than a full term.
It's just an interesting observation. That particular place doesn't seem to have many who will file for election, but these three candidates are really good.
Wonenberger says a list of questions will be asked of each of the candidates. They are Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, Jerry Webb, an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center, and James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn. Today begins early voting in Brazos County at any of five voting centers. It's been a week since local candidates participated in a forum sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Questions asked of those running for Bryan City Council included what should be done to reduce future flooding. District 2 candidate Rafael Pena says to look at the data the city has already collected.
Either create a bond to fund those improvements or utilize some of the existing fund balance that we have right now to address those concerns.
District 2 candidate Prentice Madison called in part for a new study.
And also, the city of Bryan is growing. So what I think we need to do is go back and start strengthening our infrastructure. If we can strengthen the infrastructure, we probably can fix or alleviate some of the flooding issues.
District 1 candidate Ruben Marine says first and foremost is the city cleaning out existing creek beds and drainage areas.
Once we do that, then we need to go to the next step and prioritize which areas are actually flooding. Which homes are actually flooding.
District 1 candidate Raul Santana wants to research the issue.
That's all I really have to say is I listen, I research, and I speak out, and I want to be your next councilman so I can do that.
District 1 candidate Al Sines wants the city to acquire property easements.
If we had taken care of that problem 30, 40, 50 years ago, we wouldn't have had the problems that we experienced within the last year.
You can listen to the Chamber's candidates forum online at WTAW.com. A professor at Texas A&M argues that Donald Trump is the best thing that's happened to American women in decades.
Professor Valerie Hudson says that he's been able to unite women of different political parties and different faiths because they are all disgusted by the way he treats females.
If Bill Clinton were campaigning for office in 2016, he would not be a nominee because of his behavior towards women. That's how far that we've come.
She says if Hillary Clinton wins, she has a real opportunity to keep these women united. A lot of it, she believes, will come down to whom she picks for the Supreme Court. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A Friday night shooting in College Station resulted in one person being treated at a local hospital and released for a non-life-threatening injury. Police made no arrest in the shooting at the East Mark Apartments on Central Park Lane, but two men were arrested for making a false police report. CSPD has not responded to a WTAW news request if the incidents, which were reported at the same time, were related. College Station police executing a search warrant near Wynnewood Park last week led to the discovery of a safe containing more than 2 pounds of what the arrest report described as high-grade marijuana. That led to the arrest of one of two occupants of the home on Horseshoe Drive, 20-year-old Matthew Tuso. The street value of the marijuana was estimated at $6,400. And a stretch of the freeway in Bryan is closed today. Both directions between Boonville Road and Highway 21 will be shut down after 8 a.m. to allow Bryan police to resume their investigation of a fatality crash that took place the weekend before last. Southbound lanes will reopen around 10 and northbound lanes between 11 and 1. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 65 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
737, you know, I didn't live here when C&J's Barbecue opened up. That was back in 1981. I just happened to be out of town for a few years, but I got back, and as soon as I could, I remember going out there to the location. They still got it. It's right out there on Harvey Road, right by when it hits 158. But what they did is, like, Chip put, like, three or four tables right in there amongst all the convenience store goods, because that's how C&J's Barbecue started. Well, you know what C&J's is now. And they've been in business for 35 years. So the Manning family at C&J's want to thank you, the local Bryan College Station community. Here's what they're doing. C&J's wants everybody to be able to come out and help themselves to a celebration of 35 years of business with 35% off any purchase. But to feed as many people as possible, here are the limitations. The 35% discount for your order that you pick up on Tuesday. It's 10 pounds total meat max per person, 10-pound limit per side dish, 2-slab rib limit, and 2-whole chicken limit. But that's it. You call them, you get in touch with them, you set it up to pick up tomorrow at a 35% discount at C&J's Barbecue's locations around town. It's their way of thanking you for 35 years of business. You need to do it today. The offer's good tomorrow.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
have a good time getting the opportunity to talk to Jen Zweiker because it just amazes me, her encyclopedic knowledge of the market and what it takes to really make the experience of buying or selling a home that much better for you. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates. And Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates are the team that you want if you need to buy or sell your house. And the reason why, like I said, is because of that encyclopedic knowledge, but also because they have lots of cool things to help you out to make the experience better. Like, for instance, I always mention this. Whenever you're selling a house, they have a team of people called stagers who have an 8,000 square foot warehouse full of awesome stuff that they can put into your house. And it's going to maintain the feel of your house, but it's going to make it pop a little bit in photographs and make it look good for people who want to buy it. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, Jen Zweiker and the team at Zweiker & Associates are the people you need to get in touch with. Check them out online, zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
This is Survivor Ben. It's been 23 days in the wilderness. Food is now real hard to find.
Excuse me, I'm heading to the lake in my Tundra. If you see a Tacoma and a 4Runner, tell them I went this way.
Okay.
I'm starving. Gotta go grill some steaks. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash at a dependable 2016 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 10/31/16.
Good morning, 741, the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather for you. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, not much of that in the forecast for today. We may see it peak through the clouds, but we should see more clouds than sun. There's the chance for an isolated shower. Temperatures 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine's with us tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And sunny close to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got audio from Coach Kevin Sumlin and quarterback Trevor Knight on the game Saturday when Alabama handed the Aggies their first loss of the season. In high school football, I'll let you know how the weekend went down for the teams in the Brazos Valley. In A&M volleyball, the team came back from a 2-1 deficit to beat Georgia on Friday, and the A&M soccer team secured a spot in the SEC tournament yesterday with their win against Auburn. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 16. 1620 WTAW.
I don't, you know, we've always talked about our job's easier when the home team wins. Mm-hmm. You know, that's nice. But, you know, I just didn't feel badly about the game on Saturday. I mean, missed opportunities, no doubt about that. Yeah. But I think it's fair. They, you know, maybe two spaces rather than three in the poll. But, you know, they stayed on the game. There's no doubt about that. It was.
I mean, it's Alabama, you know. It's. Yeah. Mm.
So, go ahead. Any other thoughts?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, they play like a well-oiled machine, you know. Yeah. And we've kind of come out there, and, you know, the Aggies, they look good, but it's consistency, you know, when it comes to it.
And, you know, I was one of the bigger complainers of the refs during the game in the group that I was watching with. Yeah. But, and, you know, you can go back and look at that kind of stuff, and there were definitely some, you know, the sound that you used from Coach Sumlin, I mean, right there, it kind of told the story of what happened in the big momentum shift or big game changers. Because I thought at halftime, for us to be that close, it could have very easily been, you know, 21-7 or 21-6 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, to even lead at all during the game one point was a big deal. So, I mean, still kind of a big bummer. But at the same time, you know, as long as you take this and you move on and you don't let this be a turning point.
A&M is not an overrated football team, though.
No, they are not an overrated football team.
So, you know, the dynamic that keep playing out is A&M versus Baylor or A&M versus Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl. So that's kind of fun. Either one of those, for different reasons, could be a pretty fun story. So we'll see. But I don't think there's much doubt. I mean, I say that after Ohio State lost. What is that about? And that's the what could have been kind of thing.
Right.
You know, because Ohio State loses, and if you'd beaten Alabama, you'd be in a different place in the polls. But
Alabama kind of reminds me of the way New England looked, the Patriots, you know, a couple of years ago when they just, you know, every team has their ups and downs, and you can watch them throughout a game and see that. But when you watched New England a couple of years ago, you'd just be like, wow, this is just perfect football.
They're just good.
They do well. So we were talking a little while ago about what the cost of a ticket is for the World Series in Chicago. Well, now that the play Hamilton is in Chicago, tickets are hot. hot, but fans are willing to trade them for World Series tickets.
Oh, wow.
WBBM-TV says Jim O'Hara is willing to swap four Hamilton tickets in December for two World Series tickets right now. So he hadn't told his wife yet. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. That'll be a discussion. All right. Women tend to have worse road rage, according to a study from Hyundai, the car manufacturer. Researchers put sensors on the hands of 1,000 drivers and used webcams in the United Kingdom. Well, hell, they're driving on the wrong side of the road to
exactly.
begin with.
Exactly. What a horrible place to do this study.
They found, on average, women were 12% angrier than men when driving.
Because we're already mad at men.
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly.
Women are mad at men just as a baseline.
Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Guys, on the other hand, just blow that stuff off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Researchers say that it could be because driving sparks an ancient defense instinct in women. Really? Many previous studies have shown 96.6% of people with road rage are men. That was a previous study. This is a brand new one
that
knocks down women. So, you know, we're going to put that at the top now because guys go, no, we're just guys, okay?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So if you want to see how your driving compares, there's actually a test that Hyundai has out there. It's called the Driving Emotion Test. They used it, and you can find it on their website. There's a link to it on their website. So don't do it now while you're driving. Probably wouldn't be the best thing. Might make you actually the focus of that anger. But
in defense of those women, though, aren't we supposed to be driving defensively?
Well, we are. Defensively is okay. It's just angry.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's women in trucks. What do you think, Josie?
Ooh. Hey. Are we talking about somebody here?
No, we're not.
Specifically?
No. But no.
I wonder how many of those. Well, and when you said, are they defensive? I automatically think, too, if there's children in the car, maybe they get more upset because they're thinking, you know, you're also putting my child
sure.
in danger.
Oh, yeah.
They become like that mama bear, you know, factor. But then again, maybe they don't yell as much if their children are in the car. I don't know.
I'm still going with they're mad at men.
Yeah, me too.
Hello.
Yeah, how many arguments have men had with their spouses that have been like two or three words? That's just a simple thing. I mean, a guy has an argument with a guy, it usually ends with, I'm going to kick your, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, a woman's going to say, I'm going to kick your, and then tell you how, why, when,
what time.
Yeah, okay.
And then bring up stuff from the past. Yeah.
And then there was the time that you, right. All right, anyhow, so it's out there if you want to take it. It's the Hyundai Driving Emotion Test. Go see that and see how you score.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson in Aggie Academic, and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council and serving two terms as mayor pro tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Denny Stribling, treasurer.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I've traveled to 76 countries, and I'm telling you, America is the best. Freedom is the greatest privilege we enjoy as Americans. From free speech to religious liberty, our entire way of life rests on our independence. But our freedom depends on us. every American citizen is responsible for keeping the promise of liberty alive. Just a few years after the Declaration of Independence was signed, many American leaders believed the federal government needed to increase its power. But fortunately, the founding fathers had not forgotten the tyranny they had just escaped. If the new government's influence were too strong, citizens could lose all of the liberties they had fought the revolution for. To work out a solution, Franklin and the other founders gathered in Independence Hall in Philadelphia in 1787. The result was the Constitution of the United States of America. After it was ratified, a woman asked Benjamin Franklin, "What have you given us, a monarchy or a republic?" Franklin, 81 years at the time, said to her, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." The system of liberty our founders created and handed down to us is not self-sustaining. American citizens have to be willing to protect the principles upon which our Constitution is based. Fortunately, our democracy has been preserved for almost 250 years, but we must be determined to keep it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, in college football, Jonathan Allen returned a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown late in the third quarter to help number one Alabama hand the then sixth-ranked Texas A&M its first loss of the season, 33-14 Saturday. The Crimson Tide moved on as the Powerhouse League's last unbeaten team, getting yet another in a long string of defensive scores. The Aggies seem likely to put up the biggest fight with a defense that kept the pressure on Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts and a handful of big runs by quarterback Trevor Knight. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
You know, you really had 5 minutes in the game that really determined what happened. We extended the drive with the roughing the passer. Then we extended the drive again on that drive with, I think, an offsides. So, I mean, you back that up with a fumble return for a touchdown. And in a game like this, against a team like that, that can't happen.
Speaking of that fumble return, here's Aggie quarterback Trevor Knight.
You know, they blew up the play. Guy blitzed off the edge and was right in the mesh lane there, and he made a good play. And then we weren't able to bring him down. And, you know, that's what they've been known for this whole year, is making big plays on the defensive side of the ball. And that was kind of the tide turner in the game.
Alabama racked up 5 sacks of Knight, who had engineered Oklahoma's Sugar Bowl upset of Alabama as a redshirt freshman with a 348-yard, 4-touchdown performance. He passed for just 164 yards and ran for 24 yards on Saturday. Texas A&M's loss at Alabama has dropped the Aggies 3 spots in the latest AP college football poll to 9th. Baylor moved up 1 spot and sits just ahead of Texas A&M at 8th. Meanwhile, Alabama remains the number one team, followed by Michigan and Clemson. The Aggies next take on New Mexico State Saturday, October 29th at 6:30 p.m. on Kyle Field. Pregame will begin at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In high school football, A&M Consolidated took down Waco University 42-7. Meanwhile, the Bryan Vikings beat the Rutter Rangers 33-20. College Station maintained their 9-0 record as they routed Waco 49-0. Navasota played their best game of the year as they took down Cleveland 37-9. And St. Joseph Catholic beat Central Texas Christian 35-20. In Texas A&M soccer, the Aggies closed out the home slate with a bang, dropping the number 11 Auburn Tigers 2-1 Sunday evening at Ellis Field. Texas A&M clinched a spot in the SEC tournament in Orange Beach. The Aggies leapt over Ole Miss and Alabama into 8th place in the standings. The Maroon and White wrap up the regular season Thursday as they travel to Starkville for a 7 p.m. match against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Don't forget to catch the Coach G Show tonight at 7 o'clock on Willie 1550. In A&M volleyball, the Aggies came back from a 2-1 deficit to defeat Georgia and give head coach Lori Corbelli the 600th victory of her collegiate career, as well as her 500th win in her 24th season as head coach for the Aggies. The Aggie volleyball team next takes on Missouri on Wednesday at 8 p.m. at Reed Arena. In the NFL, the Houston Texans are in Denver to take on the Broncos tonight, with Brock Osweiler set to face his former team. Osweiler signed with the Texans over the offseason. He goes into the game coming off his best game as a Texan, leading Houston back from a deficit to an overtime win against the Colts. That game is tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in the NFL, Seattle's Steven Hauschka and Arizona's Chandler Catanzaro both missed short field goals in the closing moments of a 6-6 deadlock. Both kickers hit field goals on the first two possessions of overtime before the Seahawks and Cardinals played to the NFL's first tie since 2014. In Major League Baseball, Cubs president of operations Theo Epstein says he won't rule out the return of Kyle Schwarber for the World Series against the Indians. Schwarber was ruled out for the year after he tore two knee ligaments in an outfield collision with Dexter Fowler in Chicago's third game of the season. The outfielder and catcher has been working out with the Solar Sox of the Arizona Fall League. Meanwhile, Indians manager Terry Francona says he'll start Corey Kluber in Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night against the Chicago Cubs. The right-hander is 2-1 in his first postseason. Francona has right-handers Trevor Bauer and Josh Tomlin penciled in for Games 2 and 3, respectively. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Howdy, I'm Barry Moore, and I'm asking for your vote. I'm running for College Station City Council Place 4 to keep our community safe, create an environment that encourages private sector job creation, plan for the future needs of our growing community, and to create the highest possible quality of life with the lowest possible cost to citizens. My wife Morgan, our two young children, and I are proud to call College Station our home, and I'd be honored to have your vote. Please vote for Barry Moore, Place 4 in College Station City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
If you've had it with your old mower, and it doesn't look like mowing is going to stop anytime soon this year, don't wait until next spring to do something about it. Hi, this is David, and Kyra's Truck Center is offering the best deal of the year on zero-turn riders. We're having a year-end clearance, and right now you can save hundreds of dollars on the mower you've always wanted. We have limited supply of 2016s and have 2017s coming in weekly. Come see us at Kyra's Truck Center, Highway 21, half mile east of the bypass. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets.
And now, another Did You Know Minute, presented by the Grimes County Republican Party.
Did you know the success or failure of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 rested on the shoulders of one man? Republican Senator Everett Dirksen. Ironically, two Democrat presidents, John Kennedy and his successor, Lyndon Johnson, relied upon a Republican senator to deliver Republican votes to a Democrat president because they could not count on Southern Democrat senators, most of whom supported segregation. After successfully defeating Democrat Senator Richard Russell's 83-day filibuster, Dirksen said, "I'm involved in mankind, and whatever the skin, we are all included in mankind." On November 8th, remember to vote Republican.
This Did You Know Minute was paid for by the Grimes County Republican Party, Marilyn Schultz, Treasurer.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So this is kind of sports, and it's kind of Samsung, because Samsung has had nothing good happen, right?
Right.
It has not been a good 3 months for Samsung.
Yeah.
But I'm reading an article this morning about people who play video games and folks who come into arenas and watch them play video games. Esports, if you will. Anyway, so they had their semifinals in the League of Legends World Championship in Madison Square Garden on Friday and Saturday night. So they filled up, and the guy who wrote the article said, I took a friend with me. This guy's probably 50 years old. And he said, the person I took with me is a